now. Amen. Okay, can we please receive Pastor Lawrence?
Hallelujah. 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 Don't mind the choir. Hallelujah. We're together. Hallelujah. Can you jam your hands together for Jesus? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. And we honor you tonight because you've not gathered us to seek you in vain. And we thank you because you will do mighty things, terrible things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to thank the pastors of this house, the leadership. I want to thank you all for this opportunity to be a blessing again to God's people. I want to honor all the men of God in the house. I want to thank you for joining us tonight to meet with Jesus. I want to thank all the workers, or everyone who is doing one thing or the other to make this meeting a success. I want to thank you for what you are doing for Jesus. And I trust that you will be rewarded in due season in Jesus' name. Can you say louder amen?
Amen.
Can you say believing amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. All right, so we're going to go straight into what we have tonight. Because of time, I don't want us to be distracted. Are we ready? If you don't mind, please just rise up on your feet and just give him glory. Just give him glory. I want you to see Jesus here tonight. See him. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Be lifted high, oh Lord. Exalted.
Come on, sing it to him.
And there is nothing you can't do, oh Lord, my eyes are on you.
Be magnified.
Be magnified.
Hey.
Oh Lord. You are highly exalted.
Woo!
And there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, Lord, my eyes are on you.
It's a lie. There's none. It was as if Jesus was telling me, if you can get them to look at me for 5 minutes, if you can get them to look away, I know it has been long, it has been painful, but if you can get them to look away for 5 minutes, I will do it 5 minutes, what they have not been able to do in 30 years. Are you ready? Are you ready?
There is hope.
That wonderful name. Worship it tonight. That wonderful name.
That wonderful name.
Looking down, and the person was tired while I was sitting there. And the Lord said, he's going to exchange this spirit of weariness and tiredness with a joyful spirit. You will not understand why you are happy. You will not understand why you are so happy. Whatever is challenging your joy is crippled right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is challenging your happiness is crippled right now in Jesus' name. Whatever is fighting against your smile and your rejoicing, against your dancing, is crippled in the name of Jesus. Shout Jesus! Close. Just stretch out your hands, please. And close your eyes. Don't pray in tongues now. Father, I ask, Lord Jesus, the first tokens, the first people you want to begin with, those people you showed me, I command right now, where they are, by the count of three, let your power locate them. Right now, one, Two. Three. Touch. 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 I command the spirit of heaviness. Touch. Begin to notice that you are lighter. The oppression of Satan is over. And let the pain in your body, that physical manifestation, goes right now with it. Jesus had more joy than all his brethren. I command your joy to be restored. Your joy is restored in Jesus' name. Whatever God cannot suffer, whatever Jesus cannot suffer, whatever is not allowed in heaven is not allowed in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. The grip of hell is destroyed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jam your hands together for Jesus. Jam your hands together for Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Please have your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't mind, please turn with me to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
There is one thing I know, wherever I go, Jesus love never fails me. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to know him as his own. Oh, to lean upon his promise, must we know. Thus says the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust thee, how I prove thee more and more. Jesus, Jesus, bless us, Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. The Bible says, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Can we together say, build my church? Can you be louder, please? Say, build my church. The next statement, can we say it together? And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm going to take it one more time. And pay attention to the words. It's either the Bible is a liar, or who are the liars? The devil is already a liar. Hallelujah. He will never be otherwise. But it's either the Bible is lying or we are lying. The Bible says, let God be true and all men be what? Liars. Alright? Matthew 16, 18. And upon this rock together, one, two, go. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Meaning that for the gates of hell not to prevail against the church, What must happen? Now look at it again. I know we've been reading it for a very long time. Look at it again. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. If you are writing as a topic, you can write keys to the building of God. Hallelujah. Keys to building God's church, or the building of God. The process of God's building. Hallelujah. And so we began by saying that Matthew 6:18 says that when God has built, the gates of hell cannot what? Prevail. If they are prevailing, what's happening? What's happening? It means building has not what? Happened. Hallelujah. Are we following to that point? So we are going to focus on how the building takes place briefly, and then we are going to begin to pray. Hallelujah. Now, until a person's life or house, the Bible says we are the temple of God. So when we say the church, we are referring to our bodies. I mean, our spirits as houses of the Holy Ghost. Until a person is built, the gate of hell has permission to walk in and out at will. They have permission to come in and do whatever they want. Until somebody is built, and the Bible says built on revelation. It says upon this rock. The rock is not physical rock. It's what? Revelation. So until somebody's life is built on revelation, the enemy can come in and go out as he pleases and do whatever he wants with that person. And that's why tonight, by the grace of God, you will be empowered to be built in Jesus' name. You will give yourself to the building of Christ in Jesus' name. And that the gates of hell will no longer have a field day in our lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to imagine a fight between God and Satan. Imagine God Almighty. How many of you know God has never fought with Satan before? Hey. How many of you know God and Satan have never fought before? Please don't embarrass our Father in heaven. How many of us know it is not possible for Satan to fight with God? To even think about it is an insult. I'm not sure. Was I clear with my question? How many of us know God and Satan, they can't fight? It's not that they are not enemies, but they can't fight. Why? Who has an idea? They are not classmates.
God is a class of his own.
Hey! God is a class of his own. Any other reason why God and Satan cannot be fighting? He was created by God. Any other reason why God, the Father of light, cannot be fighting with Satan? He existed before. God did not even exist. God is existence. Anything that exists, exists inside him. He is the reason why anything exists. He can't exist. He's too big to be fighting. Have you seen somebody and they said, oh God, I remember. Okay, let's leave that. Hallelujah. But the long and short of that is that it's an insult for Satan and God to be fighting. And we have agreed that it is because of the class the amount of level, the gap, it's not possible. It's embarrassing. Have you seen, there are some fights you fight, it embarrasses you. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are some battles you win, you'll be embarrassed. That's how it is for God. To come and be fighting Satan. Check out the story when Satan was angry and wanted to overthrow him. Who dealt with Satan? Who? Who made Michael? The Bible says, at the breath of his nostrils, if he breathes in like this, everything that was made instantly, if he wanted to snuff life out of everything that was made, it's one breath. That's how powerful he is. Can you jam your hands together for God? We are going somewhere. If I wanted to tag this message in another way, I'll call it the image of God. Because when you see your father correctly, in the right light, you will behave differently. Are you following? Are you sure you're following? When you see your father correctly, you will behave differently. Imagine a young man who has gone to school, has been living from hand to mouth and all that, and then all of a sudden they do a, his father from long ago, who did not know he was the child, did a DNA test, realized that he is the actual father, and then takes him in, and his father is a billionaire. What happens the next day in school? Let me bring it down a little. Billionaires, maybe too much. Let me bring it down a little. How many of us have receive an alert and you have withdrawn the money from the ATM and you don't know, but your shoulder pad just increased like this and you are just bolder and more confident? How many of you understand what I'm saying? You are just more, life is just more interesting and happier. People are no longer offending you easily like that again, you know. Are you following? Now, how many of you have been in a shoe where the thing was not there? I mean, it's there in the spirit, but it was not there physically. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, all the fruits of the flesh were just showing up. You didn't know that you could be that angry. You didn't know you could be, am I like this? I'm not like this. But because of the reality of things, you saw yourself acting or behaving in a way that's contrary to your desire. A revelation of who God is, and a revelation of the fact that you are his son or daughter, will change your life entirely. Hallelujah. On this altar, we have had stories upon stories upon stories upon stories. Weird stories. Stories that people cannot believe. That somebody will come here and pray, and you have passed menopause. And you have, you know, and then you will get married and get children in the same year. It does not make any sense. But when you start involving God, it does not have anything to do with your sense. And so he needs children that will stop thinking and start believing. Hallelujah. Please lift up your hands and say, I reject.
I reject.
Doubtful thoughts. I reject complex thinkings. I reject unbelief. I receive grace to believe in the name of Jesus. Check throughout the scriptures all the miracles Jesus performed. They didn't make sense. And so God is looking for people who will stop trying to make sense. If you only believe, he said, all things are possible to them that believe. It's not because you are qualified. It's not because the time is even right. It's not because everything is arranged properly. It doesn't have to be. If God said, I will do it, the only thing left is, do you believe?
Hallelujah. Do you believe? Hallelujah. Do you believe? Oh? It's easy to say it. Oh. Hallelujah. And that's why we are talking about building the church. Because as we build, you will believe. And you build the church on number one, revelation. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to what? Build you up. And so the first thing that gets a believer built up is eating the word of God. I'm not talking about daily plan, 15 minutes a day, checking what the daily plan said, and then you open and read, and then read what the daily plan said, close and thank Jesus for the day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about carrying your Bible and eating it, not physically, but digesting that book, because in that book is life, an abundant life. How many of you want to hear what I'm saying? Because until you build your house, like I said, Satan has inroad at any time, any day, to walk in and do whatever he wants and go scot-free. Even though God is your father. Even though God is your father, God is helpless. When his children are ignorant. Kai, you didn't hear what I said. The mighty God. What is going on? What is going on? What is pursuing him? What is going on? Relax. Wait, leave him. Something is pursuing him. Please leave him. Leave him alone. Hallelujah. Alright, please come. Jam your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. You see why I like this church? Hallelujah. Let's settle this problem. You see, are you seeing this grown man? Are you seeing this grown man? I'm sure anyone that was sleeping now is awake. Ask your neighbor, is he talking to you? Ask your neighbor, is he talking to you? Aha. Uh-huh. Now, what is chasing you?
Listen.
He wants to kill you. Is that true?
Yes.
Wait. Hallelujah. Now, I don't need to ask you if it's funny or not. Is this funny?
Yes.
Wait, is this funny?
Yes.
Now, Haman, I noticed none of you were laughing when he was running. How many of you were laughing?
No.
Nobody. Now, what did you think? Mommy, just be sincere. We're in church. Relax. Relax. What did you think?
That he has gone mad.
Pastor Don has gone mad, though. Hey! The fireman! There's only one madness that some of us can run. It's madness for Jesus. I'm telling you, if you choose your madness wisely, there are some kind of things that will never. I'm telling you, Satan knows our faces. He knows those he can touch and those he needs to stay far away from. Are you paying attention? Now, let's go on. Now, as he was running, many of us were afraid. And I thank God for our awesome pastors. I'm sure we are used to these things. But let me ask, how many of you were surprised when you saw the person that was running? Egba, wow. Hey! Who is safe? Hallelujah. Some of you that he has laid hands on before, I'm sure you're like, hey! If they can't follow him, I think I should just go and... Hallelujah. Now, did you notice how when you saw the one that was chasing him, you started laughing? If you want to laugh, laugh. Oh, feel free. Feel free. Process it. Process it. Because the Bible says in Romans 1 that he makes the things that we can see. He uses it to teach us the things that we cannot see. Process it. I want you to see how the devils laugh when we run away from Satan. I want you to see. Because they will first take you seriously. Ah, what's going on? Then they see what is chasing you. Now, I'm sure those who held him were not trying to help him from God's portion. Were you trying to save him from God's portion? From something greater. But the thing that was chasing him is not even as powerful as God's portion. You didn't get what I just said. You didn't get what I just said, though. Of the mouth of babes and sucklings. This man is too old. Please leave. Out of the mouth of babes. Let's jam our hands together for them. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, I have ordained strength. And so, little God's portion. We should be ashamed when Satan is pursuing him and is running. We should be ashamed. We should cry in tears. We should be ashamed. Somebody needs to get angry. Because the Bible says, when you are connected to the word of his grace, you will be built up. Paul was speaking, he said, a son, as long as he remaineth a what? A child. He differeth not from a slave. There's no difference between him and an infidel. Anything that happens to them can happen to you. They touch them, they touch you. They press them, they press you. They chase them, they chase you. You wake up, you discuss with your unbeliever friend, how many meters did you run today? Say, it was serious, 100 kilometers. I woke up, fish in my mouth. I ate, then I did this, I did that. My God. But you will cross a line in life when you will be trying to remember when last. You can't remember. I'm not kidding you. Please. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You are trying to remember when last. Chase me now. Where are you people? Come and chase now. Because the enemy knows those he can't pursue. And those he can't pursue. And you decide that by commending to yourself to the what? Word of his grace. As you are seeing the big man that was running, if he is ignorant, the little devil that is chasing will finish him. Dust his hands, clean his mouth, and walk away looking for the next big for nothing person. Have you ever seen a big for nothing person? That word is not strange, right? In school, someone who is big for nothing. The person is big for nothing. It's a strong word. Somebody who you should be running away from is running away from you, and you're surprised. Okay, let me chase him. Because he's big, you thought he would finish you. But she said, leave me alone. He began to run. You chase him. That's how Satan treats us. He's not sure, so he's coming with a threat. I will deal with you. And then you start running. What will he do? I will finish you. The day you stop and say, 400 kilometers per hour, he will fly. What did the Bible say? Resist the devil. It didn't say he will run. There's a difference between fleeing and running. This is how you run. Fleeing, the back of your leg is touching your head. The same way you flee youthful lust, you don't run and close the door. Hallelujah. That's exactly the same way Satan flees. The day a believer stops and says, enough is enough. I'm telling you, many people don't get to that place. Many people still have a second option in case nothing happens tonight. That Baba that my sister told me about, or that church I hear, they say they used to pray, hit their head on the wall. If it doesn't happen here, I think it will happen there. If I've broken my head, I'm sure God will see the blood and deliver me. Hallelujah. And let me pray. In case nothing happens, I will see Reverend after this meeting again to seal it. No, put another. After he's done, he put another for the road again. Because these demons, they are serious. So, are you following? There is no mistake about the fact that the enemy is a real threat. The fact that he has real power. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You can't doubt it. Alright? But when you compare, when you want to compare what he is to who you are, I repeat, what, not who, what he is or what it is to who you are, you will be embarrassed at how much he has cost in our lives. And so God said, my own people. You think God didn't want to rescue them? My people perish. God is watching his people perish, and he can't do anything because of what? Lack of knowledge. The day you say enough is enough, that day, mark it down, the enemy's activities comes to an end. Rise up on your feet. I'm going to fire one prayer very quickly. I am not you. You know what needs to come to an end. All right? So you say, in the name of Jesus, enough is enough. In my mind, I thought somebody would be serious. Carl, please close your eyes and envision the enemy. See him. See him tonight, and shout in the name of Jesus. Tonight, enough is enough. Open your mouth and pray.
Shakti Yet the
There's a lady here. I saw you and your entire family running. And so something has been pursuing the entire family. A trend. And you stopped, turned, and said, enough. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to shout the name of just the most powerful name. The only powerful name. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Don't just shout Jesus. People shout Jesus. But when you shout Jesus with revelation. Many people bear Jesus. Are we aware? Footballers bear Jesus. Jesus is J-E-S-U-S. Letter. Are you following me? So it's not J-E-S-U-S that the Satan is afraid of. It's what? Revelation. A demon can be manifesting now. I'm sure we understand what I'm saying. You shout Jesus from now to tomorrow. He's not afraid of the word. It's revelation. So who is saying it? Do you believe that there's power in the name of Jesus? Do you believe that there's power in the name of Jesus? And shout the name of Jesus!
Satan is a liar. Yes. 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 Shout it. Shout it. Shout it. Shout it. Shout it. Get on the piano.
Get on the piano.
Shout it. Shout it. Shout it. Shout it. Aha. 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 Fire. 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 Fire.
On assignment. We release angels on assignment. Yeah. We release angels on assignment. Oh yeah, angels, move. Judgment tonight.
mighty name we have prayed.
Close your eyes, lift up your hands everywhere. I see the Lion of Judah with fire in his eyes, and he's saying, I want to fight. That's it. All, please concentrate. Focus on the Lion. Right now, all over this place. Fire! Touch! 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 Enough is enough. Enough is enough. That's it upon you. That's him. Fire, Jesus. Touch, Jesus. 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 Let that divine life increase. Heat, fire, heat. Electric waves of power flow, flow stronger, stronger. Let the currents increase. That's it. Now increase, 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 increase. Stronger, stronger. Tenante Susa Takanda Yakia. There's anointing that breaks yokes. The angel of this commission is breaking yokes right now. We didn't call ourselves. A father in the Lord did not call himself. Every calling has angelic assistance. Let the angels of this commission right now get busy with these lives. And I command in 24 hours, let impossible cases jam the God of possibilities. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Focus on him. He's the one. He's the one. Oh. He's the one. We can't help you. He's the one. Focus on him. Focus on him. Focus on him.
I see the Lion.
More Lord, more Lord, more Lord, more Lord. Let it increase now, 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 now. More, 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 more. Fire, 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 fire. More, more, more. Don't stop drinking it. Drink it in, soak it in. Soak it in. Soak it in. You will not be able to doubt God again. When God speaks once, you hear twice. The fire of God surrounds you like a shield. The devil that we thought chapter tonight has not yet been born. We will never be born. Satan knows his mates, and none of us are his mates. None. Not one child of God is his mate. We are born by the ancient word. Somebody please help him outside. Fire, more Lord, more Jesus. Touch, 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 touch. Tande isatanda kabayandi vigosi zokoteanda. Ridegisen tuzena tu teklun sivun zikomukai. Enuenente sonte tianai kefusi sikeme. Biona adaka totonte sukutuku makakije. Berifiti fito klumi teme anole. Gashana kamiga wasu papate fekte kopele tu setisiad. Ikirikanya suna komyombe besefiti kno. Banyo tifisi susiad. Hey, Onesia, stubborn enemies. You are a liar. The fire of God frustrates you tonight.
Jesus is not your match. He's not your mate. He lives inside every one of us. And the Lion of Judah defeats you tonight. But greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in us. That he that is in the world. Ye sent a cante no home something is happening upstairs. There are angels upstairs. There are angels upstairs right now. There are angels right now upstairs right now. Touch, 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 touch. Shama makamanti akoven ye tu sita inanda hele na na kina na 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 i isunsiya na 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 na. This cloud of frustration is turned into favor, favor, favor. I see the words favor, a cloud of favor. Favor. The Lord surrounds you with favor as a shield. Shenten ten zandatande tenante ko singo mantene kun Canada coming to vesine ne bonon sivane ini kanane le le da duo. Imama kananda dai godo monte le de yenelele. Your eyes are open to see what Christ has done for you. Your eyes are open to see what he paid for. His precious blood will not be in vain. No, 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 no. That precious blood will not be in vain tonight. Not this night. No, no. An end has come to tears. It will be even. He died for those tears. Somebody has died already. Somebody has paid. Shout this after me. Somebody has paid. Oh, I will not pay again. Please shout it loud. Somebody has paid. Oh, I will not pay again. Open your mouth. Pray, 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 pray. Shinaba pakanande katendo gotondo boko venda. Gataki su suzuku pagadina. Enu kumante keten no komonte I don't know, I'm seeing a lady with, I think it's fibroid in the stomach, in this region. Just place your hand wherever it is. If you have a growth in your body, you have something wrong somewhere, just put your hand where it is. Put your hand where it is. Angels are all around here, ready to minister. Get ready. Get ready. Please get ready. You shout Jesus 7 times very loud. And see the Lion of Judah. See, he's running. He's running at you. He's running at you with a sword of fire. And he's placing that sword of fire where the infirmity is. Shout his name, Jesus! Again, Jesus! Jesus! Jesus!
dissolve, dissolve, dry up, dissolve, dissolve, dry up, disappear. Right now. Right now. This is the glory realm. There's no sickness here. This is heaven. We are standing on holy ground. This is heaven. There's no sickness here. It's a lie. 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 Check yourselves. Check yourselves. Something has happened to you. Check yourself. Something has happened to you. Check yourself. Something has happened to you. Jesus. Check it, though. It has gone. It has gone, no? It has gone, no? He will do in 3 minutes what we are trying to do in 3 years. I told you, it's gone. It's gone. Focus on him. Don't focus on the problem. Everything you look at increases. Everything you focus on increases. So focus on Jesus. He's gone. He's gone. Leave her. Just leave her, please. He's gone. Worship him. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. Focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. My daddy, my daddy. Your baby is singing. I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, my daddy. Your baby is singing. Hey, I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, my daddy. Your baby is singing.
Your baby is singing.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. All our response. My daddy, my daddy.
My daddy, my daddy.
Your baby is singing.
Your baby is singing.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. One more time, shout it. My daddy, my daddy.
My daddy, my daddy.
Chineke,
Chineke,
your baby is singing,
your baby is singing.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. Chineke. My maker, my husband.
My maker, my husband.
My maker, my husband.
My maker, my husband.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. Call him that again. My maker, my husband.
My maker, my husband.
Your favorite is singing.
Your favorite is singing.
Come on. I will be singing
and dancing for the rest of eternity.
My darling, my darling.
My darling, my darling.
Your honey is singing.
Your honey is singing.
I will be singing
and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
Hallelujah. You don't know what's happening. There are some names some of you don't call God. But if you learn that he is that
Hallelujah.
To you, you will not be able to understand how he will permit some things in your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? See, if Father has been bastardized enough, because the reason why many of us cannot believe God will do it is because we don't understand that he is a good Father. See, God does not need you. I promise you. Mark these words anywhere. Take it to the bank. We thank God. We thank God for healings. But I tell you, look at the scriptures. There's nobody Jesus healed that was saved. Think about it. Why? Had he died,
trying to qualify for what he died for. If your own father's being evil, we give you good gifts.
How much more?
Don't tell me we'll do it tomorrow. Now!
Now!
Don't tell me nonsense. The devil is a liar. It's now. It's now. It's not God's fault, though. And it's not my fault. I told you. How many of you want it now?
Oh, God.
How many of you want it now? Shout now! Shout now! Shout now!
The Holy Ghost is telling me someone should do what they could not do before. There's somebody that's been healed. Check it quickly. Check it. Just now. It happened just now. Check it. Check it. Check it. Check it. Test yourself. If you're that person, wave your hands. He just checked something. It has gone. Hallelujah. God bless you. We're going to take that song again in Thanksgiving. I want you to just love on him. My maker, my husband. You see how it makes you smile, Abby? You know why? You don't call him that. I can tell. You're like, God, my maker. Is it not in the Bible? Your maker is your what? Husband. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I don't know who that lady is. He said, I will give you husband. Hallelujah. And it's not because you are singing my maker, my husband. He's just telling you, I will give you husband. I will give you more than you asked me for. That's what he's saying. I will give you someone better than you asked me for. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are we ready? For the rest of eternity. Just to the left, to the right. My maker, my husband.
My maker, my husband.
Your favorite is singing.
Your favorite is singing.
Say it though.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
My maker, my husband.
My maker, my husband.
Your favorite is singing.
Your favorite is singing.
I will be singing
and dancing and shouting.
My darling,
my darling,
come
my
on,
darling,
your honey is singing,
your honey is singing.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. My darling,
my darling,
your honey is singing,
your honey is singing.
Hey! I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. Hallelujah. I just heard something now that is heartbreaking. He said, tell them I miss them. Kai. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. While the music is playing, I won't distract you. Alright? You're going to spend time with Jesus. Do you understand what I just said? Don't act drama. Father Lord, I thank you because... Don't recite any prayer. If you need to keep silent and just behold him. I just heard the Lord say, I miss them. Tell them I miss them. I don't know who that is. But he wants your time. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Just be real with him. And just begin to tell him how much you love him. Don't talk about any problem more. Hallelujah. Look at Jesus and what will happen. Everything will disappear. Everything evil dies. Sin dies. The addiction is breaking right now. Just look at him. Some of you will burst into tears. Just feel free. Feel free. Let your emotions loose. Bible says, you shall love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, with all your might, with all your strength. It includes your emotions. Feel free to laugh. Feel free to cry. Be vulnerable with him. It's okay. It's okay. Nobody's looking at you. Just love on him. Love on him.
I become my husband. Your favorite is singing. I'll be
singing in tongues and I'm shouting for the rest of eternity. My honey, my darling, your honey is singing. Till the end is only you. Until we meet is only you.
It's okay. Don't be shy of him. Oh. Don't be shy of him. Talk to him. Talk to him. It's okay. Talk to him. It's okay. I know you have sinned, but he's the one that will forgive you. So start talking. Start talking. It's only you. Until we meet, it's only you. Only you. Only you I love.
Only you I love.
Till the end, it's only you.
Till the end, it's only you.
Till we meet, it's only you.
Till we meet, it's only you.
In heaven laughs.
You who sits in heaven laughs.
You who sits in heaven laughs.
I sit in heaven so I laugh.
I sit in heaven so I laugh.
You who sits in heaven laughs.
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 I sit in heaven so I laugh.
I sit in heaven so I laugh.
Come on, laugh.
Hey, you who sit in heaven,
come on,
I sit in heaven so I laugh. Hallelujah. I want us to spend time loving on him and just laughing. Is that okay? Is that okay? Is he okay to laugh? He has time to laugh, so I want us to join him and laugh. There must be something funny. There must be something funny. If God is laughing, then something is funny. You know what's funny? He knows that tonight he's cooking something nice for you. So he who sits in heaven laughs. I sit in heaven so I laugh. Hey! You who sit in heaven laughs. I sit in heaven so I laugh. You laugh because of where you are sitting.
Yes, sir.
You laugh because of the seat that you are sitting on. There is a seat you sit on, you cannot cry. Because in that place, you cannot lose. It's only victory on that seat. He who sits in heaven laughs. I sit in heaven so I laugh. If you are sure. You sit in
I sit in heaven so I laugh.
In heaven so I laugh.
You who sit in heaven laugh.
Sit in heaven, so I laugh.
Hey, you who sit in heaven, laugh. You who sit in heaven, laugh. You who sit in heaven, laugh. I sit in heaven, so I laugh. You who sit in heaven, laugh. Jesus, you they laugh. Me, I sit in heaven. So I laugh. Are you ready? Hey, you who sits in heaven now?
All
right, I sit in heaven, so I laugh.
Sit in heaven, so I laugh.
The Bible says the Lord dances over you with singing. So he who sits in heaven dances. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready? You. He who sits in heaven dances. Come on. He who sits in heaven dances. He who sits in heaven dances. I sit in heaven, so I dance.
I sit in heaven, so I dance.
Ito, 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 ito. Ito, 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 ito. He who sits in heaven dances.
He who sits in heaven dances.
So I dance, so
I dance.
Till the end, it's only dance. I sit in heaven, so I dance.
Sit in heaven, so I dance.
You sit in heaven, dance.
You sit in heaven, dance.
I sit in heaven, so I dance.
Sit in heaven, so I dance.
Hallelujah. See, there are always people in church who are more serious than Jesus. And so I understand. But at least we have many people here who are ready. How many of us are ready? All right, it's just 2 minutes. How many of us are ready? Now, the Bible says that the apostles went out to preach, and when they came back with the good news, what happened? Jesus agalioed. Agalio means to dance. Are you following? Why did he dance? Because he saw Satan fall down like lightning. Are you getting this? So it's a prophetic act. As you dance, see, Kai. Please don't let me preach over this. Begin to give God your dancing. Give him your dancing.
I sit in heaven, so I dance.
Oh yeah. You who sit in heaven, dance.
You who sit in heaven, dance.
I sit in heaven, so I dance.
So I dance.
I dance. Till the end, I did dance.
Till the end, I dance.
You who sit in heaven, dance. I sit in heaven, so I dance. Joy, I dance. But you sit in heaven,
dance.
I sit in heaven, so I dance. Oh, I dance. Hey, you sit in heaven, dance.
I sit in heaven, so I laugh.
Oh, in heaven, so I dance.
I sit in heaven, so I laugh. Oh. One more time. Hey. You will sit in heaven,
dance.
I sit in heaven, so I dance. Oh.
Sit in heaven,
love. Come on. He who sits in heaven,
love. He who sits in heaven, love.